morning and welcome back to another edition of BizTalk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. With the temperatures, it's a good day to snuggle up with your Valentine. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's right. You need a Valentine today.
Yeah,
stay
absolutely
warm. Well, we're certainly glad you joined us this morning. We have a great show for you. Stay tuned. We'll be getting to Paul and Fran Verhagen. They own a company called Moving Forward, which is a senior relocation service in Kaukauna. It's a very interesting business. It's an interesting startup story. And we'll be talking to Fran and Paul in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. But in a moment here, we just want to talk to you about the SCORE chapter in the Appleton, Fox Cities area. Our SCORE chapter is one of about 350 chapters around the country. We have about 52 volunteers in our chapter, servicing an area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, eight counties. And SCORE provides free, confidential business assistance, mentoring services to those who'd like to start a business or those who are in business. If you're in business today and you're looking to grow your company or you have an issue you'd like to talk about, think about contacting SCORE at SCORE or at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. And we have our mentors who have been in business and have expertise to help you free and confidentially. It's very valuable service. For example, we have companies who are looking for strategic planning. They have sales of $3 million and they would like to expand their company. They have marketing issues or HR questions. SCORE can answer those questions for you. So don't forget about SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Now, in addition to the mentoring, we also put on some seminars every year. And Randy, bring us up to date on what's going on. We just finished one, and we have another one coming up.
All right. We just concluded the Simple Steps program, which is our five-step class on how to start your business and what entrepreneurship is all about. We just, as I said, just finished that. The next class on that one looks like it's going to be coming up in May.
Okay.
Check our website, foxcities.score.org, to see about that and see about registering. But like I said, right now the target date is going to be May to start up the next session. In addition to that, we are offering a special program down in the Fond du Lac area for people down there who are interested in how to use social media, the art of being social and using social media to grow your business. That program is going to be on March 4th. It's going to be held at the Moraine Park Technical College in Fond du Lac from 6 until 8 in the evening. Again, registration is on the website at foxcities.score.org. It's $25 per person, and it's going to cover the things you need to know on how to get your social media up and operational and also how to use it to your best advantage. Jyothi Netangadi, one of our consultants, is going to be working with people there. She is an international consultant when it comes to website enhancement and social media, so very top-notch individual.
Good opportunity to learn how to use social media.
Absolutely, an area everybody's looking for.
And Jyothi, with her background of being an international consultant in that area, she breaks things down in a really simple way. That's what makes her a good SCORE mentor.
Right, and if you have top, bring it along, because she will be able to help you get on to the information you need to know.
And that was Wednesday, March 4th?
That's correct.
What time was it, Randy?
Going to be from 6 to 8 in the evening.
Okay.
Registration is about 5:30. We'd ask you to come in so at
least
we can get you started. But, yeah, all the details are on the website, so jump on out there and register. Let us know you want to come.
Sounds good. Well, as I mentioned earlier, and Randy also referred to it, you can learn more about our SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org. And if you'd like to sign up for a mentoring session, no obligations. It's free. It's all confidential, and it helps. You can do that at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the page. Be sure to articulate what you're looking for so we can assign your request to the correct mentor.
Yeah. One other thing, too, is if you're interested in becoming a mentor, there's information there, a link on the word volunteer. If you just click on that link, it'll tell you all about becoming a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been in business for a few years and really want to give back to the community, it's a fantastic opportunity. Tony, you've been a mentor for, what, 10 years?
It's going to be 11 this
spring. I have.
Yeah.
I've been in for 10. We have people who have been in longer than us. And
They love it.
Yeah, it's
they
just
love it.
It's a great way to give back to the community and to help people who really are interested in helping the community.
And for folks who are retired and they go spend the winter months in a warmer climate, their SCORE chapters are around the country, and we have several in our chapter who go to Seattle or Arizona or Florida, and they get involved in the SCORE chapter there.
Yes.
So and it's then, like a brotherhood. It's
yeah, and in addition, they can still help people out by email, so there's always connect. So, yes, if you're interested in helping, please check it out, see what you can do.
Sounds good. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors for BizTalk, and then we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and meet Paul and Fran Verhagen. Our sponsors are Fox Communities Credit Union. We want to thank them for sponsoring BizTalk, the great financial institution. It's a full-service credit union for business lending and all consumer lending, and they have a great footprint in the Fox Cities area. We also want to thank Alberts and Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is a partner in there, and he's been on our show several times talking about accounting, and he's buried in tax returns this morning and will be till April 15. Epiphany Law, the business law boutique. Kevin Eisman and his team have been supporting SCORE for a number of years, and we thank Kevin and his team for that support. We also want to thank Bank First National. They're putting a new office in Appleton, going to open up late 15 or sometime in 2016, but they already service the Appleton area, and their contact is Bill Bradley. So contact Bill Bradley over at Bank First National if you'd like to talk about a business loan or any consumer financing. Also want to say thank you to eBiz Results. Mike Pulvermacher and Oshkosh built a website for BizTalk. It's called BizTalkWithScore.com. If you go to BizTalkWithScore.com, you can listen to previously recorded programs. We go back about 4 years. So it's always fun to go back and re-listen to someone and hear what they had to say if you forgot what they mentioned. And finally, we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News. They promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or you're going to start a business, for $20 a year, you really should subscribe to The Business News. It brings you a lot of helpful information that will help your business succeed. So we thank all of our sponsors. We look forward to talking to Paul and Fran in just a few minutes. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We have our guests this morning, our Paul and Fran Verhagen. Paul, our brothers, come from a large family over in the Kaukauna area, and they started a company called Moving Forward LLC, which is a senior relocation service. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves, your background, and take a few minutes and tell us, what do you do? What is Moving Forward all about?
Good morning. This is Fran speaking. Thanks for having us on Valentine's Day. We are a couple of brothers from Kaukauna, came from a family of 12. We started a moving business. You know, we strictly move senior citizens. Mm-hmm. basically started off with our moving our parents, and we knew there was a need for that, and we both have a passion for older people, and we thought this would be a great niche for us to get into, a great business to get started.
Well, there are enough of us coming along right now with the baby boomer generation, so yeah, it's getting a growing potential market.
Yep.
Okay. One of the things Fran and I do is we help senior citizens take the stress out of the move. There's times where there's time to downsize and there's too much furniture, so there's a need to bring things wherever they got to go. We work with the Habitat for Humanity. We work with the Clothes Closet, St. Joe's Food Pantry, the Lions Club, Thrift Store, Goodwill. Whatever the individual prefers, we will go and donate those items to help them with their move. And if it means packing or unpacking, we do that. And in return, we'll go back and we'll repair the house for the real estate market. If it means carpentry repairs or if it's painting or cleaning, whatever it might be.
Now, you also, in your website is mfnew.com.
Yes.
That's movingforwardnew.com.
Correct. Yep. Correct.
And it's a nice little website. There's good information out there, and folks could go there and learn more about your business and how to contact you and so on. What is it about, you indicated you moved your parents, and there must have been something that touched you during that experience that said, Our parents aren't the only ones who need this service.
Yeah, there's a lot of families out there where the children are out of state. Mm-hmm. And luckily we're all right around town, so we could pitch in and get it done. You know, there's a lot of things to decide on, a lot of stuff to...
Sensitive things and emotional things.
Right, right.
Downsizing can be very difficult for folks who've lived in their house for 40 years and they become attached to the dresser or the bureau, the sofa, or whatever.
Correct. That's the hardest part, is trying to downsize.
I bet it is.
You can't move everything into a one-bedroom, so it's tough.
So you work out of your home, or do you have a warehouse, a little place set up?
We work out of our home most of the time, but okay. We do have a storage unit where we keep our equipment and everything in.
Yep. You have a couple of trucks and trailers and things to move?
Yes.
We have a 16-foot enclosed trailer with a ramp on the back, so basically everything goes on wheels. We wheel it from their house into the assisted living or wherever they're moving to, and right into the elevator, so there's not a lot of lifting for us.
Mm-hmm. What market do you service? How far do you go? Do you move people to Arizona or Milwaukee?
We go from Green Bay to Oshkosh, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just, right now, it's the Fox Cities area, and do you go west to, like, Waupaca or?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any employees?
No.
Or are you guys the movers and the shakers?
It's Ryan and I right now. We're the movers and the shakers.
How would somebody get in contact with you today if they needed to? What's the best way to reach you?
Probably by cell. The cell phone number is 920-306-1995. That's probably the best way to go. What Fran and I have set up is we have Google Voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you call that number, you might get Fran one time, you might get myself the next time.
Okay.
We could always let it ring through, you know.
Yeah.
But you do get a live body most of the time.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Okay.
We're not going to miss your call.
Good. All righty. So now, I know also when we get back on a little later on, we can talk about it, but I know you guys have been, I have to put in a plug, you've been clients of SCORE here for the, last year now or so?
Yes.
Okay. And you're working with our friend Mr. Bill Devine, who's one of the SCORE mentors. How did you come upon SCORE? What brought you to us?
When we first started to do this business, I've heard of SCORE, so I sent an email out, and within a couple of days I was set up with a meeting, and our mentor was Bill Devine, and I know Fran and I can't thank him enough for everything he's done for us. And a lot of times he brings things to the table that we never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
There's times that he's actually brought in other mentors to give us a different insight and different avenues to look at, and it's been rewarding.
Good. Okay.
It's always challenging to start a business. People have a concept of what they're going to do, and then they take that first step outside to get 2-3 steps out there, and there's more stuff coming at you.
We worked with Bill for probably 7 months before we actually turned a key on a truck to move somebody.
So you probably built a little bit of a business plan. You wrote down some things, talked it through yourselves, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, planned it out as best you could.
Right.
Let's touch a little bit on the home repairs. You mentioned that you go in and fix it up for the real estate market. Tell us about your backgrounds. That's a pretty important asset you guys have.
This is Fran. I was a finished carpentry for probably maybe 20 years experience in that. So basically, if somebody needs handrails or anything in their house fixed, we can handle it other than electrical and plumbing where you need permits and,
sure,
you know.
So you know what you're doing. If you're going to go in a house, you're going to paint it, you're going to fix up some trim, handrails,
right,
doors, whatever.
A lot of safety issues if you have to sell your house.
Yes.
Or if you want to stay in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And you work with the realtors in the area, too.
Yes, we do.
How many realtors do you think you've connected with so far?
We basically work with one realtor right now.
Okay.
And we have an agreement that he does not put pressure on our clients, and it's got to be a win-win situation.
Okay. And that keeps you in touch with the real estate market because you get into the MLS listings. And basically, you just help the senior relocate and then fix up the house that they left and sell it and move on.
What we try to do is we're not going to put the pressure on the client, but we'll offer him a business card from an agent that he could help you.
Okay.
He's just the guy to work with, and we're happy what's going on.
So in other words, your primary goal is to be able to assist the person from the decision point to the end point of actually finishing the move and selling the house.
Right. We don't actually sell the houses or
right,
anything.
Right.
Right.
But at least provide them with references and points
correct,
of
yep,
contact.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Fascinating business. A whole new concept. I think it's going to, you've got some great potential, and it looks to me like you've got the right personalities for the job. You're very approachable and trustworthy. But we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to hear more about moving forward. And we want folks to call in with questions. We'll be giving out the phone numbers when we come back. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Talk about moving.
Trailer for sale or rent.
I have to be careful. That's my theme song. Right?
You do a cappella. Let's go.
No phone. Nope.
No, we'll walk.
Okay.
No pets.
All right. Well, welcome back to Biz Talk. Welcome back. Vicki gave us a chance to sing along, but we chickened out. So
you'll have to come out tonight somewhere where they're having karaoke, yeah, and I'll sing that for you.
A couple of beers that'll
yeah,
help
right,
loosen us up a little bit. Well, we're talking with Paul and Fran Verhagen this morning. Paul and Fran started a company called Moving Forward. It's a senior relocation service. It's a fascinating business, and I've learned some things about that market that I didn't realize before. It sounds like a couple of fellows from Kakana are doing pretty well, and I think they offer a really great service. We're going to learn more about that in a minute. If you have any questions for Paul or Fran, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Well, Paul and Fran started this company probably a year ago. Been in business about a year?
No, we started probably in July. We
okay,
started working with Score ahead of that.
Mm-hmm. Got yeah, it. What is the? How did you pick your name?
Well,
it's kind of interesting. How did
yeah, it's kind of interesting. We really didn't know what to have for a name, mm-hmm, and my wife and a good friend of ours, Tammy, they kind of put a bunch of names together, and you know, after flipping things around a little bit, we came up with Moving Forward, and it sounded like it was the way to go.
As an idea for the people that you're dealing with as your clients, so that they feel positive about it?
We've heard a lot of good comments about it. Okay. They like the name, and that made us feel good that we were on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people see our trailer, and they says, hey, that's a great name.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, in that position are a little worried, a little concerned, a little nervous. So, I mean, using the idea of moving forward, does that kind of convey a better feeling to them?
You know, it's hard for some people to move, and it's hard for people to downsize. And one of the things Fran and I will do if a client calls, we try the best that we can to get to their house to visit with them. And what happens is we get to actually see what they need to move, and they get to know us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel more comfortable by the time we do the move. And heck, by the end of the day, a lot of times you sit and eat lunch with them. You know, you end up making these friendships.
Good. Okay.
I think really the way you started your company, you mentioned in the first segment, was you moved your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably pretty hard to move because there's nostalgia there and so on, 12 children. And
a lot of downsizing with 12 children.
Absolutely. So you're very sensitive to how that process works in a senior's mind. And it's not your material, not your houseware goods or anything, but yet you're sensitive to how they're feeling about it. And I think that's really important. People need to understand that moving forward, Paul and Fran, you go in and you connect with your client, and then you do the work.
Yep.
But you also offer the carpentry support behind move. Once they're out of the home, if they want to sell it, you can go back in and prepare it for sale.
What we do a lot of times, if there's carpentry work to be done, we'll tell the clients ahead of time if we have a move in the planned,
yep,
that we drop what we're doing in the carpentry repairs, we make the move, and we'll come back and finish up. It's only fair that we let them know that that's how we work, so we're not coming and going. And
right. It's not going to get done just overnight, you know.
Yeah, as a business model, you know, there are movers out there. Like we said, there's 2 men in a truck and things like that. But how did you arrive at the idea of combining a number of points here? Because, as you said, the move and then all of the things that follow
up.
Probably some of our backgrounds. We're both pretty handy and fixing stuff up, and figured we could always throw that into the mix.
Mm-hmm. And then what other organizations and so on you mentioned is how you connect with them also. So it's not just the move, not just the repairs at the other end, but the stuff in the middle as well.
You know, we've learned some of these donation sites we work with, let's say the Habitat for Humanities, it's a win-win deal.
Mm-hmm.
These people can donate their items. These items are sold at the ReStore. The money's turned around to build new homes for low-income housing.
Mm-hmm. It helps the community.
You take the clothes closet with Diane Bishop. If you're down and out and you need clothes for an interview, they'll give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll set you all up, and we just think them are good organizations to work with, and it's a good feeling that you're helping out.
Mm-hmm.
The other place we donate things to is the Lions Club out in Larson and Winchester.
Okay.
It's like me and Paul says, it's like a secret. Nobody knows about the place.
Okay.
You go in there, and they have actually like 800 hospital beds that they have out that people just sign a piece of paper saying, hey, we're going to borrow this, and when you're done with it, you bring it back. It'll cost nothing.
What's the name of that place?
It's called
the Lions Club.
The Lions Club.
It's in Larson, Winchester.
It's mostly like wheelchairs and –
I never knew it.
You didn't? Okay.
I had never heard of it. What do they do again?
They take donations for like wheelchairs, hospital beds.
Walkers,
canes.
Lift chairs.
You name it. If you need something like that, you don't have to go out and buy a new one. If you can't afford it, you just go out there and you borrow one.
Mm-hmm.
And you just bring it back when you're done.
Really? That's a wonderful service.
Yeah.
And so that's again, how you help the people when they're moving out to do the right thing with the materials that they have in the house that are left over.
Right.
Yes. What Fran and I would like to do is, working on our website, we're going to add these links to our website. So if anyone's interested in how these donation sites actually work, you can click on their website and you'll know all about it.
Great.
That'll be a great addition to your website. Your website address, by the way, is moving forward, just the M and the F, and then the word new, new.com. So mfnew.com. Folks can go visit your website. And they won't see those links right now, but they'll learn about your company. They'll get your phone number.
Yep.
You also have services that include, I read, like free boxes and things.
When they're available.
Okay. But you do other things. What are some of the other
services? If somebody's looking to move, we can go meet with them and drop off tape and boxes and whatever to help them get started. And
So you're working with the client who might have some children in town helping out or may not.
A lot of times the children are out of town.
And you'll just fill in the need, right? You'll do what's necessary to get them moved.
Yep.
Okay.
What Fran and I actually do is we try to set up with the client to go see what they all have to move. We'll offer whatever help we can help or suggestions. And at the end of the day, if they decide to use us for movers, we give them a flat rate.
Mm-hmm. A flat rate.
We don't care if it's in the Fox Valley, what the mileage is. We don't care how long it takes to move. You need boxes, we'll give whatever we have.
Yeah, your website says no mileage fee if within 20 miles of Kaukauna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, and when we first started, we mentioned that you guys have been score clients and so on. You said you did a lot of preparation, a lot of planning. As you were doing that, what areas did you find probably the most difficult for you still working with?
One of the things I had a hard time with is trying to find the correct license for us as business owners.
Okay.
The move cargo for hire.
All right.
We straighten that out. Another struggle was obtaining the right insurance affordable rates. I called all around. There's not a whole lot of companies that'll just handle new businesses because a new business is actually considered a risk.
Yeah, there's no experience. There's no track record.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other area, too, is you are transporting other people's property, so that gets you into a thing called inland marine insurance, which a lot of people don't recognize.
Yep. You're basically paying insurance like a semi-driver would.
Right, right.
You know, it's crazy.
The third thing we struggled with was marketing.
Okay.
You have so much money to allocate for marketing, where do you put it?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's not like years ago, you just put it in the newspaper or the radio. You got things coming at you in 22 different directions, and where do you put that money to capture the audience you want?
Mm-hmm.
We found out right now that it's what's working us, the word of mouth. Mm-hmm. We have a good reputation, and we treat customers right, and we're hoping to grow from there.
Mm-hmm. So you're asking anytime you have clients, you're working with referrals from them to refer to others and so on?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and what other sources of referrals do you guys use?
We've
been making the rounds and going around to every assisted living we can think of.
Okay.
There's a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
We actually go to a meeting once a month. It's working with senior citizens. It's all the providers in the area, and we make a lot of contacts there.
Good networking.
Yep.
Right.
We work with Sue from the Thompson Center. We're actually a provider for community care. We work with Aging and Disability. It's like SCORE taught us to take time every week to go out and visit different places and get your word out there. And
you found out that just because you build it, they won't necessarily come.
Okay. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I actually went into it very naive. I was thinking we'd get our name out there and all these assisted livings and stuff, and we would just get swamped. You know, we would get really busy. And you have to work on it every day.
How many times do you have to contact somebody to, you know, really establish that kind of a rapport? Have you found that out yet, or just on an average, if you're, you know, just once, like you said, isn't enough?
No, it's what happens is a lot of times there's turnover and people moving around. So you might visit a facility 2 months ago and you go back a month later. Guess what? There's someone else new in charge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part.
Okay.
Yep.
In a way, it's like planting seeds. And you just tell people what you do, and you remind them every occasion.
Yep.
You know, you keep planting those seeds, and then when they have a need, they think of moving forward, and you get a call.
Right, right.
But that word of mouth is great. And on your website, you could even add testimonials from clients who have been really satisfied with the move and what it meant to them. Those are tremendous advocacy statements for your service.
We talked about that last week, and I think what we're going to do is actually put something together at the end of the move when we say goodbye to the clients. We'll hand them a self-addressed envelope and let them fill out their comments or whatever and get it back to us. And
even pictures. If they're willing to put their picture on your website, the two of you standing next to mom or mom and dad, and pleasant move, and it was successful with a little caption under it.
Yep.
It's all fun marketing. It's great to be creative.
Moving is very hard on an older person.
It is.
You know,
it's hard
it's
on
very
young guy,
stressful.
Too.
No, it's very stressful for them, though.
Yeah. It is.
The move is
new environments,
right.
New routines,
everything's new.
Yeah,
okay. I'm just watching the interplay between the two here, and they are brothers. You can tell by their voices; they're almost impossible to tell apart that way. Working together like that, establishing a business as brothers, how did that work out? How do you guys work together? What are some of the pluses and minuses of working that close?
We pretty much know what each other are thinking all the time.
Yeah, I give Fran a rough time because when it comes time to loading up the trailer or whatever with the furniture, he's so good at organizing. He'll put more into that trailer you think they had in their house.
And it all comes out still in one piece.
Yeah, right? I mean, he's
tighter you pack it, the less it moves.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's the important thing is you're working together, but it's still it's a business. So when you formed your business, you still did the partnership agreement?
Yes.
Did all the documentation?
Yes. Yep.
That's a great thing because family members and spouses and things, they tend, well, you know, we're just brothers, we're husband and wife or whatever, we don't need that. But it's a good idea to have that because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. Treat it like a business. Mm-hmm. We advise that at SCORE all the time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, so in the long run, you're putting it down on paper. When you did that, did you guys do that yourselves, or did you go out to
Went through an attorney.
You went through an attorney, okay, yeah. And helped you kind of fill in the blanks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So tell us, I'm curious, I've been waiting to ask this question all morning. What is one of the more unique moves you've had? Have you had something humorous or anything?
There are so many stories we could be here all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've moved one couple.
Yeah.
And the husband was 104, and the wife was 98. And we got them to the home just about dinner time, so that we had to go down and we had a girl that was running the home, she says, we have to go down and have supper. So they got these two ready to go, and the first thing the lady says is, well, how's my hair? You're 98 years old.
How's my hair?
Things never change.
I love it. You know? I love it.
But they all have so many stories.
Did you have supper with them then?
No, we didn't.
Okay. But that's family. That's really where the rubber meets the road. That's helping people.
I got a comment that I didn't realize it until we got into this business is how fortunate we are to have this services in the Fox Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good people. We've met a lot of good people, and their heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
And that's so true, isn't it?
Yep.
And you guys are fitting right in with your service moving forward.
Hey,
tell us again, where are you located? In Kokona?
In Kokona, yep.
And your phone number again? What was it? I wrote it down.
920-306-1995.
And your website was MF?
MFNEW.com.
Okay, like moving forward in northeastern Wisconsin or something.
Yes. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great. Well, if anyone has a question for the gentleman, you can reach him on their phone number or you can email him. We have a couple minutes here before our break. If anyone has a question, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. We have Bill on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, a question for them. How did you finance your startup?
Well, we didn't have a lot of money to get started, but we didn't have a lot of stuff to put into it. We bought ourselves a trailer and we choose their own vehicles. You know, we started pretty low end, but we figured as our business grows, we're going to have money to grow. So we pretty much didn't borrow any money or we didn't finance anything.
So. That's a great question, Bill, because a lot of people starting a business today put a business plan together and they don't have the cash, so they have to go borrow money. But if someone is able to start a business without borrowing money, it's a lot less stress. And you just step into it, and as Fran said, because that's Paul and Fran here, as Fran said, you don't want to borrow money if you don't have to. Step into it and grow it.
Right.
And manage it yourself.
We are trying to move slow. We're not jumping in and getting over our heads. We're just trying to do it slow, and hopefully it all works out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the magic word. Tony's favorite word is called cash flow.
Yeah, and that's important.
Is that part of your planning and part of the work you've done?
As of right now, we haven't taken anything out of the company. We just want to keep it a nest egg growing in there. Who knows down the road what the future is going to look like, but if we don't have to go to a lender, that's all the better.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, Shakespeare said, never lender nor borrower be, and Randy and I were both.
Yeah.
So we were contrary to Shakespeare, but it's good to be debt-free. That's a good thing to do. Put your money back in the business and grow it.
Bill, are you still out there?
No, nope,
okay.
He's gone.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate that.
Do you ever have occasion to sub out the repair work that you're doing in a house? Because you mentioned plumbing and electrical. You need a license to do that, and you're not licensed there.
Yeah, I've been into trades for years, so I can let them know different plumbers, different electricians
okay.
in the valley. I can help them out that way if
you
I can't
connect,
help them.
Connect them with a reliable
yep.
provider.
Yep, yep.
So if I'm moving my parents and we need to do something with the house and there's a leak in the basement or the heating system needs repair, you guys are a connection to getting good. You've kind of screened those providers out there. You're not going to send a...
Right, right. Yeah, I've worked okay. with them for years, so I know quite
yeah.
a few of them.
Well, that's just a great service. It's a great confidence the business or the senior citizen can have that you're going to service them properly and adequately.
Right.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap up our conversation with Paul and Fran Verhagen of Moving Forward, a senior relocation service here in the Valley. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking, and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Vicki's going to get us. Yeah, she's going to get me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Frank, let's go.
All right. Well, thanks, you, Frank, for the wonderful music. Thanks, Vicki. We're talking this morning with Paul and Fran Verhagen. They've started a company last July called Moving Forward. It's a senior relocation service, something that I really didn't know about before, and I can see the real value for this. And they're both from Kaukauna. They started this company because they helped their parents move, and they saw how difficult that was, and they recognized there might be a niche. And here we are, moving more seniors, and we're hearing a great story this morning. So if you're just tuning in and you haven't heard the program, go to our website at biztalkwithscore.com. This coming Wednesday, you'll be able to listen to the program without a lot of the ads, but you'll be able to hear what Fran and Paul had said about senior moving and moving seniors in a really good way. You have a really unique approach to the business, and you have a high focus on credibility and integrity. Tell us how important that is for you.
I look at it where Fran and I put a lot of effort into this, and it means a lot to us that the customers are happy. And, you know, you're doing it because you want to do it. This isn't a job. This is something you love to do, you have an interest in. And you talked about if our company is going to grow down in the future, we have to find people with that mindset. We need people that are going to take on what we do, and we don't want to tarnish our reputation because it means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much our reputation on the line, and that's what we're building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the idea of integrity, of following through, and you know, you make a promise, you stick with it. Is that part of your concept? Does that come from, you know, small town background, local, or you know, how do you feel about that idea of that
it's
idea?
Probably
of integrity?
Just the way you're brought up for your parents, just the work ethics, and
if you want something, you work for it.
Right.
You have a high sensitivity for how other people are being served, and you're carrying that out in your company now.
Yes. There's people that live in their homes for 50 years, and Fran and I show up to move them, and that's hard. You know, you got to have a big heart to work with these people and, you know, kind of comfort them somewhat. And, you know, it's not all about trying to get it done in a half hour. We take our time, whatever it takes to do it. That's how we work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took them a lifetime to put it together, so to have you take it apart slowly is a very good way to go.
You got to value their belongings no matter what they cost.
Wonderful idea.
No matter what they're worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's important to the client. Mm-hmm. But you also, I go back to this, you not only help the folks move and do it with a great degree of sensitivity, but you also go back in the house and offer a service that a lot of movers don't offer. Tell us again about that for those who might have missed it.
Well, we'll go back and clean them out, clean out the house afterwards. If the family members, anybody wants anything, they take, obviously,
yep,
what they want. And then we'll go back and we'll take stuff out of the house and donate it to restore a lot of different, you know, a lot of different organizations.
Mm-hmm. And you do the repair work as well. The house may be in... Need some updating.
Right.
We'll do the painting or cleaning or carpentry work, whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a full service that you guys offer here in the Fox Valley, and you're basically market is what, Green Bay to Oshkosh?
Green Bay to Oshkosh.
Okay. That's pretty much what you're doing now, and you only move seniors.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Seniors or somebody with MS or something, you know.
A disability?
Yes.
So you'll do disability moves as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, that's another market.
We work with Aging Disability Research Center. We're in their new catalog and stuff they have out.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, we usually ask our guests to leave a biz tip, and it's about that time. Who wants to go first?
I can start first. If you're looking to go into business, I'd recommend SCORE. It gives you an insight what's actually going on. There's things that we never thought about.
Okay, I'll take care of covering that lunch later. Thank you very much for the plug. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Anyway, my tip is if you want it, you got to work for it.
That's true.
Well, that's almost exactly what I was going to say.
Well, your brothers.
We are brothers, yeah. But, yeah, if you want something, you got to work for it. And like I said, I went into this naive thinking that the business was going to come, but you really have to work for it.
Well,
if you want to be self-employed, you have to
commit yourself to it.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be dedicated.
You guys said you worked with SCORE for a number of months before you brought. How long before you actually started even working with SCORE did you guys plan this, start thinking about it?
Before SCORE?
Yeah.
Well, probably 3 months for sure.
Yeah.
So you've got a year in advance, and then now a year in, and you're still learning.
You learn every day.
No matter what you work on, if you're organized and you prepare ahead of time, things go smoother.
And be willing to learn and be flexible
right.
And just have a good time.
Listen to people.
It's got to be a great feeling, though, to do what you're doing and know that it made a difference in someone's life.
It's an awesome feeling at the end of the day helping
That's
people.
Better than a paycheck when you know that you made a difference in someone's life.
Yep.
Well, guys, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It's a fascinating
story. Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Tony.
Best of luck to you guys in your business. Move it forward.
Okay? Thank you.
Sounds great.
We want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day out there. Randy, have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, and everybody stay warm out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out there. Thanks, Vicki, for the great music this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.